Well, I'd just like to say that I'm extremely pleased to have got through to the final round of the Conservative Leadership Contest. I have spent the summer setting out my vision as to how we can make the Conservative Party a better party and a party which can get us more votes. And I am completely focused, and I will be completely focused on winning this election and then being the best leader of the Conservative Party there could ever be. I will have no other interests. Bitty. Bitty. But I'm hungry. Bitty. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today, I would like to talk about Mr. Robert Jenrick, who is a Conservative Member of Parliament who has got down to the final two people who will be put to the Conservative Party members, who will have the final decision on who to elect as the next leader of the Conservative Party, the next leader of the opposition, and the next person who will vie to be Prime Minister. And one of the things that I find particularly fascinating about him is that his wife is 9 years older than him. This is a substantially age-discrepant relationship, and it is age-discrepant in a way that is very, very unusual. It is much more common that you would have a woman that was 10 years younger than the man, but very rarely the other way round. And I want to look at the psychology of people who engage in such relationships. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube, and could you subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most based content, or all of the stuff that I dare put on YouTube, in-person interviews and vlogs and videos, films I make, all kinds of stuff. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. But most importantly, please subscribe here on YouTube, and please like the video and all that, because it really helps me if you do that. Okay, back to the video. So, I did a video many years ago called A Bit of an Age Gap, in which I looked at both kinds of age discrepant relationship, i.e. the more common one, where the man is much older than the woman. And then this far less common one of a much older wife. But I want to go back to that and look in more detail because of the fact that Robert Jenrick may well be the next leader of the opposition, of the kind of men that do this. It's an interesting combination of characteristics. It seems to me that there is a variety, according to the published research in academic journals, there are a variety of reasons why men are attracted to much older women. I'm going to look at them. The first is simply that they don't care, that they have a genuine bond with this person that's much older than them. They have high self-confidence. They are not concerned with how others perceive them. They are not concerned with the stigma that is engendered by such relationships. They have very high self-esteem. They have fallen in love with somebody who is just the right person for them and who really gets them and is kind of their soulmate. And they are so high in sort of self-esteem and that kind of thing that they just don't care. It just doesn't matter. And so they are happy to pursue these kinds of relationships. The second issue, again, perhaps a positive, is that they are highly emotionally stable and highly mature. And therefore, they find people of their own age, particularly when they are young and they are pursuing a marriage and the possibility of having children, they just find them annoying. They're so emotionally stable and they're so mature for their age. They're so high in agreeableness and they're so high in conscientiousness. They're so high in what we would call general factor of personality that they can't find women of their own age, particularly in their 20s, to be basically sort of mentally unstable and just generally awful. And so therefore they are much more attracted to older women, because you get older, you become more mentally stable, you become more agreeable, you become more conscientious. If women go through phases of things like borderline personality disorder, i.e. where they're highly emotionally dysregulated, they will be over that more as they get older. And therefore, a person like that may well find older women attractive, all else being equal. The third issue, perhaps a negative issue, because you've got to ask yourself, you know, normal people want to have children. Normal people want to pass on their genes. Normal people tend to want to have a relationship with somebody that is relatively similar in age to them. In the case of a woman, they generally want a person that's a little bit older for sound evolutionary reasons, i.e. that if you're a woman sexually mature, younger than men, so it makes sense to be attracted to older men, otherwise you're going to be investing and women also are sexually attracted to status, age is a proxy to some extent for status, so it would make sense for women to be attracted to older, slightly older men. And equally, men are mainly sexually attracted to fertility and therefore to youth, and so it would make sense to be attracted to slightly younger women. That's what most people want. So when it's a big age gap, you're making trade-offs, although there's psychological reasons for it. And this is the third thing: stability and security. So a man who was elevated in neurotic traits, perhaps, I mean, maybe he is high in agreeableness, maybe he is high in conscientiousness, but maybe he's also a little bit insecure. He's a bit high in anxiety. He has issues to some extent, perhaps, with self-esteem and what he's worth. Then such a person would very much value what an older woman could offer him, which would be stability, both emotionally and perhaps even financially, and security, again, emotionally and perhaps even financially. And he therefore would make a trade-off for his desire for youth and beauty, for his desire for stability and security. And that is what a woman who was significantly older than him could offer him. And so when Robert Jenrick first had a child, he was something like 29 and his wife was 38. They would have been married quite a while before that, and perhaps that was it. He wanted security. He wanted something like that. So that's another element to it, that it's been found that it's men who, for whatever reason, it's normally going to be psychological traits such as elements of anxiety, are strongly desirous of security and will trade other factors such as the ability to have children. I mean, having a child, first child at 38, is pretty risky, that they would have fertility problems, for those other traits. The third is a desire for basically emotional caretaking. It relates to the other one, that you want someone to look after you. And again, what kind of person wants someone to look after them? Well, normally it's going to be a person that's high in sort of elements of anxiety, that sees the world as a kind of rather unpleasant and dangerous place, and therefore wants someone to look after them, someone to guide them, really a kind of semi-mother figure. And that is one of the reasons in the literature why men marry significantly older women. The next reason is again something to do with the relationship with the mother, either that they are unnaturally close or that the mother was a bit mentally unstable. If they were unnaturally close to the mother, i.e. smothered by the mother, an absolute mummy's boy, a helicopter mother, always looked after by the mother, never really had to do anything for themselves, then they will associate that kind of figure with love. They will be attracted to that kind of figure. And so, in a sense, they will look for another mother figure in any future relationship. And these women that are significantly older will, in a way, be more mother-like. They will be higher in agreeableness. They will be lower in mental instability. They will be higher in conscientiousness. They will basically be better mothers. They will be mothers, not lovers, psychologically. A lover being relatively mentally unstable and perhaps low in agreeableness and calculating and impulsive and, a bit of a roller coaster. So you can see that if he was like that, then he would go for a much older woman. The alternative possibility is if there was some kind of problem with the relationship with the mother, if he had unresolved needs. Now, this can work in two ways. One is that it sets him up as a kind of fast life history strategist who sees the world as an unstable and dangerous place, and this would calibrate you towards acting in a fast life history strategy way, i.e. strongly selecting for youth and beauty in short-term relationships, really, and not really particularly caring about marriage or even having children. I mean, you would be calibrated towards fast life history strategy, pump and dump sort of relationships. Or alternatively, you would look for this mother figure that you never quite got when you were when you were younger because there was some issue with your mother, and this would render you much more attracted to much older women. Now, again, if you had problems with your self-esteem, if you had issues with your self-esteem, one of the studies I looked at has found that, and it makes sense, that you will be much less insecure about your relationship if the woman is much...
Are you ready for the future of the West?